Elizabeth Lynch was planning a trip back to Columbus and looking for a place nearby to go kayaking with her mom. So she started doing a little research on Lake Monroe, which lies just southeast of Bloomington and about an hour from Columbus. But her internet search bought up more than boat ramps and marinas.
One of the questions on there was, what is Site 81 under Lake Monroe? So I started doing my Google searches and couldn't find a solid answer.
And that led Lynch to ask City Limits, just what is Site 81? And is it really under Lake Monroe? According to an extensive dossier on the SCP Foundation website, Site 81 was created in 1946 as a secret government supersite to house and research anomalous activity in the Midwest. And Lake Monroe was built in 1964 by the Army Corps of Engineers as a cover story. At first glance, and second and third glance, it's an eye-opener. The Site 81 dossier has geolocation maps, images, video, and numerous documents pertaining to the site, and looks the part of a secret government research facility. But that's the point, and part of the fun.
It was very easy, especially early on, to miss kind of the red flags about, you know, well, this is fiction. They would just read down the list and they'd be like, oh my God, there's stuff going on out there.
That's Ben Sisson, or DJ Cactus, as he goes by on the site. And he's the author of the Site 81 file. Sisson grew up in Plainfield and began attending Indiana University in Bloomington in 2012. That's where he discovered the SCP Foundation community on Wikipedia. The SCP stands for Secure, Contain, and Protect, and the Foundation oversees the various secret sites scattered around the world. Started in 2008, the website now has thousands of case files relating to extraterrestrials, spatial anomalies, strange artifacts, and more. Sisson, the site's highest-rated author, likens it to a cross between Men in Black and the X-Files.
Go check out the SCP Wiki. Go in with an open mind. There's a lot to get into there. You can really get lost. I mean, there are, you know, probably 100,000 pages on that website now, if not more, written by all kinds of different people from all kinds of different backgrounds.
Sisson came up with the idea for locating Site 81 at Lake Monroe during his numerous trips between Bloomington and Bedford for work. He often took the Causeway route across the lake. So the wastewater treatment plant at the lake became an obvious choice for the headquarters of a secret government agency. The real buildings were relabeled, and seven subterranean wings under the lake were envisioned.
Who goes to a water treatment plant except the people who work there? And so you would never think about the people going in and out of it, even if they were bringing in big trucks full of, you know, relics and deific entities and all sorts of stuff.
And the history of the lake was the perfect cover story.
It wasn't always a lake. It's a reservoir. So at some point it had to have been dug out. Why not just build a building under there first and then, you know, flood it?
Sisson now lives in Atlanta, but much of his writing is set in his home state of Indiana, which he says has been ignored in the world of science fiction. The Netflix series Stranger Things is set in Indiana, but in the fictitious town of Hawkins. Setting his stories in places around Bloomington and French Lick, where he would visit his grandparents, and his hometown of Plainfield adds realism to the fiction and confusion.
Somebody came into the chat one time there on the site and said, hey, I know where this place is. I'm going to go check it out. And I had to be very clear, like, hey, there's nothing there. Take my word for it. The people who live there are lovely. They probably would not love it if you just showed up unannounced.
Elizabeth Lynch can attest to that.
It just seemed a little odd to me. It's like, could be a hoax, could be real. I have no idea.
So what's really under Lake Monroe? Much of the almost 11,000 acres the lake sits on were farmlands in what was known as the Salt Creek Valley. But more than 300 homes, 3 schools, 10 churches, 8 cemeteries, and the county's last 3 covered bridges were either relocated or razed. In all, nearly 3,500 people were displaced, and the towns of Paintown and Elkinsville leveled for the building of the reservoir. For WFIU News, I'm Pat Bean.